Israeli forces have taken control of a buffer zone in the Golan Heights that was originally established by the 1974 ceasefire agreement with Syria. This area had fallen out of Syrian government control following the rise of rebel forces under President Bashar Assad's regime.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that the ceasefire agreement had effectively collapsed as Syrian troops abandoned their posts. Speaking from the Israeli-Syrian border, he shared a video on X and wrote, "This is a historic day in the history of the Middle East. We will not allow any hostile force to establish itself on our border," Benjamin Wright reporting.
President-elect Donald Trump announced plans to initiate efforts to deport millions of undocumented immigrants, implement tariffs on foreign nations conducting business with the U.S., and grant pardons to certain individuals convicted in connection with the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot.
Trump also stated his intention to extend tax cuts from his previous administration, avoid raising the eligibility age for Medicare or Medicaid, and identify ways to reduce federal expenditures. He further clarified he will not impose restrictions on abortion pills and continues to support leaving abortion decisions to individual states. Kyle Norris reporting.
SpaceX successfully launched 23 Starlink satellites from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, marking another milestone in its satellite internet program.
The 229-foot Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from Launch Complex 40 at 12:11 a.m., illuminating the night sky. The first stage booster landed approximately 8.5 minutes later on the drone ship, a shortfall of gravitas in the Atlantic Ocean. This marked the booster's second mission, having previously carried the NOAA GOES-U satellite in late June. Kevin Sanders reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A Florida man charged with a hate crime and the killing of a gay man is asking the court to dismiss the charges, claiming he acted in self-defense during the incident.
Gerald Radford testified that he feared for his life when he shot John Walt Lay at a Tampa dog park on February 2nd. According to local news reports, Radford stated Lay repeatedly struck him in the face just before the shooting. "I don't know if I told him to stop or not, but he wasn't stopping," Radford testified in court. Jim Kender reporting.
Far-right influencer Nick Fuentes is scheduled to appear in court later this month after being accused of pepper spraying a woman outside his home.
The incident occurred after the woman arrived at Fuentes' suburban Chicago residence following his controversial "Your Body, My Choice" post on X. Court documents indicate the 57-year-old woman went to Fuentes' Berwyn home on November 10th, shortly after his address was leaked online. The Chicago Tribune noted that Berwyn, a suburb of about 54,000 residents, was the scene of the confrontation. Jessica Oakley reporting.
10 people sustained injuries after a police traffic officer on a motorcycle lost control and crashed into bystanders at a holiday parade in Palm Springs, California, authorities reported.
The injured, including the officer, were taken to hospital Saturday night with non-life-threatening injuries, police said. Witnesses told the Desert Sun newspaper that the officer was performing a wheelie when he suddenly lost control, causing the motorcycle to skid into the crowd. The incident brought the festive parade to a halt for more than an hour, Lawrence Keller reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.